After being on the attack for weeks over border blunders, National now has its own spectacular botch-up. The Clutha Southland MP Hamish Walker outed himself last night, confessing to leaking the names, ages and addresses of 18 people infected with COVID-19 to the media, including RNZ, late last week. His leader, Todd Muller, has spent days criticising the breach as another example of government ineptitude, apparently unaware his own MP and the former National Party President Michelle Bogue were the culprits. Here's our political reporter Katie Scotcher.
A disappointed minister, Chris Hipkins, summing up last night's revelations.
This is a very disappointing situation. It does have a ring of dirty politics to it, and I think that, you know, that would be very sad for the forthcoming election campaign.
Only days earlier, Chris Hipkins had announced the hunt was on for the leaker. Then last night, a stunning confession from National backbencher Hamish Walker. The MP for Clutha Southland revealed he has spoken to National leader Todd Muller and admitted giving the information to journalists after a source sent it to him. And then just 10 minutes later, another bombshell. Former National Party President Michelle Bogue outed herself as his source. Mr. Hipkins says Mr. Walker should have known better.
Well, I think if a Member of Parliament can't accept that receiving people's health information is something that they should treat with a degree of confidence, then that says quite a lot about their own levels of personal integrity and judgment.
Michelle Bogue says she had access to the patient details as the acting chief executive of the Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust, although it was sent to her private email address. She forwarded it on to Mr. Walker, but says she didn't anticipate he would show it to journalists. She's calling her own actions a massive error of judgment and has resigned from her role at the Trust, which has refused to comment. Mr. Hipkins says why Ms. Bogue had access to the information will be investigated as part of an ongoing inquiry into the leak.
But I do want to say that that particular organisation is a trusted partner. They will have access to people's confidential health information because of the nature of the work that they do.
Hamish Walker now says he leaked the information to three media outlets, including RNZ, to expose how badly protected it was. But when he sent it to RNZ, he said it was to prove what countries COVID-19 patients were arriving from. At the time the MP was being interviewed about his claims, 11,000 people from India, Pakistan and Korea could be destined for quarantine in his electorate. His comments were labelled racist by the minister in charge of quarantine and isolation, Megan Woods.
Calling me a racist is Labour's default tactic when they are unable to defend their blatant failures.
When RNZ first reported the breach on Saturday, Todd Muller described it as unacceptable and shabby.
Is it a deliberate leak or is it accidental? It doesn't really matter at a level. What points to is the fact it's loose, it's shabby, and it's just a reminder that these guys can't manage important things well.
A State Services Commission inquiry into the leak will continue. Chris Hipkins says a number of questions remain unanswered. One of those is when exactly Hamish Walker confessed to his leader. After repeatedly criticising the breach over the weekend, the National Party went radio silent on Monday, 24 hours before Mr. Walker publicly fessed up. The pressure is mounting on Mr. Muller, who now faces his first real leadership test. Atuiti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Katie Scott Churaho.